Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of sass. Today, we're diving into something that trips us all up, whether we're aiming to conquer Mount Everest or simply finish that pile of laundry. I'm talking about setting goals, the good, the bad, and the ones that leave us feeling more defeated and motivated. You know that feeling when you set this huge, ambitious goal, picture yourself achieving it in all its glory, and then life happens. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some pretty killer advice on how to avoid those epic goal-setting fails and actually make progress towards the things that matter most. First up, let's talk about expectations. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reel? Social media loves to show us the perfectly curated versions of people's lives, making it easy to fall into the trap of thinking everyone else is crushing it while we're still stuck on level one. Newsflash. That's not reality. People are human, they mess up, they have setbacks, and they totally feel overwhelmed sometimes too. So, when setting goals, ditch those unrealistic expectations fueled by social media madness. Focus on your own journey, your own pace, and celebrate the small wins along the way. Next, break it down. Big goals can be intimidating, like staring at a mountain that seems impossible to climb. But remember, even the tallest mountains are conquered one step at a time. Break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. This makes them less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you tick each one off your list. Thus, celebrating those small wins keeps you motivated and energized. Speaking of motivation, remember that Stoicism is all about focusing on what's within your control. You can't control everything in life. Unexpected challenges pop up, people make decisions that affect you, and sometimes things just don't go according to plan. But you can control your attitude, your effort, and your response to those challenges. So when things get tough, and they will, remember to focus on what you can influence and let go of the rest. Don't forget about self-compassion. We're all human, and that means we make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we even fall flat on our face. But instead of beating ourselves up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Acknowledge your setbacks, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Think about it like this. Imagine your goals as seeds you're planting. You need to nurture them with consistent effort, patience, and self-compassion. Some seeds might sprout quickly, while others take longer to bloom. But with the right care, they all have the potential to grow into something beautiful. Now let me paint a picture for you. Picture, sir, a busy mom trying to juggle work, kids, and her own personal goals, which include finally writing that novel she's been dreaming about. She sets this huge goal, finishing the first draft by the end of the year. But then life happens, unexpected deadlines at work, sick kids, a leaky faucet that refuses to die. You get the picture. Sarah starts feeling overwhelmed and discouraged, thinking, I'm never going to finish this. Sound familiar? Instead of giving up, Sarah takes a step back and remembers these Stoic principles. She breaks down her writing goal into smaller chunks, aiming for 500 words a day instead of getting bogged down by the entire novel. She celebrates those small wins, reminding herself that even tiny steps forward are progress. She acknowledges that setbacks will happen, but she doesn't let them derail her entirely. Sarah focuses on what she can control, showing up to write every day, even if it's just for 15 minutes. And most importantly, she treats herself with kindness and understanding when things get tough. So, there you have it, folks. The key takeaway here isn't about magically achieving your goals overnight, though wouldn't that be awesome? It's about embracing the journey, celebrating small wins, practicing self-compassion, and remembering that progress is always better than perfection. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your own Stoic strategies for setting realistic goals and expectations? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe, rate this episode, and spread the Stoic love far and wide. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep striving towards those awesome goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.